From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting today, angry Iraqi crowds in the town of Fallujah fired shots in the air and called for revenge. They were mourning the deaths of 8 Iraqi policemen and a Jordanian security guard killed by U.S. troops in an apparent friendly fire incident yesterday. A U.S. spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel George Crivo, offered condolences.
The senior military leadership of the coalition has been in contact with the Jordanian military and Iraqi authorities to express our deep regret and apologies.
The Fallujah incident could complicate U.S. efforts to recruit more Iraqi policemen. All across Iraq, the U.S. is trying to stop armed militias associated with various Iraqi political factions. NPR's Emily Harris reports on that effort in the city of Najaf.
Over the past few weeks, Marine Major Rick Hall has been busy negotiating security policies with local Najaf politicians, in particular with leaders of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, or SCIRI. That's a Shia political party that commands a large number of armed men known as the Badr Brigade. After the car bombing at a Shia shrine here, many of them set up checkpoints and searches, hoping to fill what they saw as a security vacuum. Speaking outside the Najaf mayor's office, Hall says these militiamen would like to do more.
They would like to be an armed element to go out there and find Ba'ath Party members and arrest them and bring them to justice. We tried to explain that that's vigilantism and the dangers of that. They, in turn, explained to me, you don't understand. These guys killed my family. Just look in the cemetery. There's 8 million people laying there because of guys like that that we want to take off the street. We understand and appreciate their perspective on that. If we arm one political party, we have to arm all of them, and then the tribes will want to be armed, and then you're going to have competing interests that will be met with force.
Not a situation the U.S. wants to face or leave behind. Right after the fall of Saddam Hussein, the Badr Brigade poured into Najaf. By now, the U.S. had hoped to disarm Najaf's militias. But Lieutenant Colonel Chris Woodbridge says it's a tricky task.
The operant factor here is, are they fielding large forces in opposition to the legitimate authority, the civil authority, the police, and the coalition, towards their own agenda, be that ostensibly very altruistic of protecting the shrine, but in reality, they're trying to forward their own agenda as a political party. If they are complying with the coalition's policy, we're not going to create a flashpoint that could potentially destabilize the whole region over taking away 10 or 20 rifles.
A commander under Woodbridge faced such a situation recently. Iraqi police, backed up by U.S. troops, were trying to disarm several men in an angry crowd. Instead, they opted to let the men take the guns home. One Iraqi who is allowed to carry a weapon is Abu Ahmed al-Mayahi. He negotiated with the Americans on behalf of the Shia party SCIRI. But he's not sure his laminated weapons permit means much. Yesterday, al-Mayahi says, there were some guards at the house of a religious leader, but the police confiscated their weapons, even though they had permits to carry them. So this means the police are going to take all the weapons, whether they're legal or not. That, he says, would be a disaster. He simply doesn't trust the new police to keep Najaf secure. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.